We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KMOX News Time, 7:52. New data shows asthma absent among the top COVID-19 risk factors. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer talked about that with Dr. James Wedner, Director of Asthma and Allergy Center at Washington University School of Medicine.
There have been a number of reports now looking at the incidence of asthma among both those who have the disease, COVID-19, and those who really got sick with COVID-19. And the incidence of asthma is actually lower than one would expect from the incidence of asthma in the general population. So it doesn't seem as though asthma is a risk factor for acquiring or becoming infected with the virus, and it certainly doesn't seem that asthma is one of the comorbidities that we associate with more severe disease or bad outcomes in COVID-19.
Does that surprise you? Because COVID-19 is kind of a respiratory problem.
Well, the answer to that is yes and no. Early on, there was the supposition that asthma would be at least a risk factor. And the other problem that people worried about was the fact that most of our asthmatic patients are using inhaled corticosteroids. And the worry was that the steroids would make them more susceptible to the virus, to the infection. That turns out not to be true. Asthma is a disease of the tubes in the lung. COVID-19 is a viral pneumonia which largely affects not only the tubes, but the air sacs. And it turns out that the tubes, the bronchioles, are not more susceptible to infection with the virus than in the normal population. There may actually be a slightly decrease, although it's too early to say that for sure.
What are you hearing are the most common risk factors for COVID-19?
Well, the risk factors for getting the disease is simply being exposed. For comorbidities, there are a lot of them, but the number one comorbidities are things like diabetes and heart disease. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease does seem to be a comorbidity, although asthma is not. So those are the main ones, and if you look, there was an article in the New York Times, you may have seen that, which kind of summarized all this, but there have now been a number of other publications, both in the United States, in Europe, and from Wuhan in China, all demonstrating that the bad comorbidities are things like diabetes and heart disease, and obesity seems to be a significant comorbidity, although and as I mentioned, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Those are the biggies. And those, as you all know, age, people over the age of 60 or 65, tends to give you a worse outcome. So those are the at-risk populations.
KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer continues his conversation with Dr. James Wedner, Director of the Asthma and Allergy Center at Washington University School of Medicine, about what those with asthma should be doing to avoid coronavirus.
Well, all of us, including the asthmatics, and my asthma patients are no different, should be doing the same thing that everybody else should be doing. Social distancing is very important. I'm an allergist as well as an asthma specialist, and we say nobody's allergic to something that isn't there. Nobody can get COVID-19 if they're not exposed. So the best you can do is stay at home. If you must go out, wear a mask, stay away from people, the 6 feet or more distancing in stores or other areas is very important. These are the things that we're advising all of our patients to do. The other thing I think it's important for asthmatics is don't stop taking your medicine. The worst thing you could do would be to fear taking your medicine, particularly inhaled corticosteroids, which are the number one treatment for asthma. So we would advise all of our asthmatic patients, keep taking your medicine.
What about those who have allergies? How can they tell if what they're having is an allergy and not COVID-19?
Well, remember that as allergies are pretty specific. Right now, we're in the middle of the spring allergy season. Itchy, scratchy, watery eyes, runny nose, drippy nose, itching of the tip of the nose is almost pathognomonic for allergies. Patients with allergies don't get fever. If you have asthma, you may be exposed and you may wheeze, but your wheezing should get better if you use your short-acting anti-asthma medicine, albuterol being the number one. These are the things that differentiate. As allergies don't cause muscle aches and pains. They don't, unless your nose gets stuffed up, they don't cause you to not being able to smell or taste. So people who have classic allergies, now is the time when they're starting to get symptoms. I'm sitting looking at the maple tree sitting outside my yard. It's filled with inflorescences giving out pollen. So it is important for all our allergy sufferers to remember, keep indoors just as you would for COVID. Keep the windows closed so the pollen doesn't get in. If you must walk out, remember pollen counts are higher in the morning than they are in the evening, so take your walk in the evening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.